hlusta á fótbolti.net á X-inu 977.
Færeyski landsliðsmaðurinn Gunnar Vatnamar hefur heldur betur haft mikil áhrif í íslenska boltanum. Hann er lykilmaður í Íslandsmeistaraliði Víkings en tölfræðin sýnir að sigurhlutfallsins er umtalsvert betra þegar hann innanborðs. Þetta verið góðir dagar hjá Gunnar Reyjan, hann var einnig lykilmaður í landsliði Færeyja sem vann Svartfjallaland og Tékkland í nýliðunum glugga. Sæbjörn Stænke, fréttamaður fótbolta.net, ræddi við Gunnar Vatnamar.
So, I'm going to start with the national team. You guys won two good games in the last week. How was it coming into this game? Were you hopeful of a victory?
Yeah, we had high expectations, and we were also we in the away games we felt like we could achieve more than we did. We lost in the last minute to both games. Like in Czechia was like 86 minutes or something. They scored the second goal against us. And we lost 2-1, and against Montenegro, they scored in the last kick of the match, which is what was a bad defensive structure on our point, but still they scored, and we lost the 3 points there. And we felt like our home game, we had something to revenge, and we were, we had held our head high, and we knew we could beat them if we played our cards right, and yeah, rest is history. We won.
How was it to win a big game against Czech?
It's hard to put words on it. You get such a high. It's so much fun. Also, when you get the backup that we get in the Faroes. Also, the response I have from the Icelandic friends I have here, they're also proud of it. And it's just an amazing feeling. And I'm just looking forward to play the next match because it gets better after every match.
Yeah, of course, the hope of maybe getting into the playoffs, it's going to be tough. It's Croatia, the last game.
Yeah, I know. We played the home game against Croatia and we lost, but we had like a bit of taste that we could do more. We had opportunity to get more out of that game. But we know it will be a very hard game in Croatia. But we have a lot to play for and they are already through. So maybe that gives us an advantage. But we know it's quality players. But if we can do our tactics right and we believe in ourselves, we believe that we can get 3 points there. And hopefully Gibraltar will get a point against Czechia. Then yeah. we are through.
Yeah, of course, yeah, it's going to be really, really tough, like you say.
It's going to be really tough, yeah, I know.
But still, we
you can always hope.
Yeah, of course, the hope, like you say, you have something to play for, just the little chance to have that. How does that feel?
It's surreal. It's very hard to put say words on it, because to be honest, it's a dream come true. Like, you didn't dream of this in the beginning, but now we see how we play and how good we actually are, and they believe it's just growing, and now you can feel it in the audience, you can feel it in the Faroes, you can feel it in the group when we are with the national team, that we are just growing and become better every day. And of course, if we don't reach it this time around, we have a dream to go far in the next round. So we will do our very best, and hopefully we will make history again.
Yeah, like you said earlier, just thinking back of these away games, is it the sour taste now?
Yeah, it is. It's a bad taste in the mouth, to be honest. It's so bad because we're so close, and those seconds of time that we are unconcentrated, they score a goal. They cost us a lot at this point, because even just a draw against Czechia, even though they were better than us in that game, but if we were a bit more on it, then we get 1-1 there, then we'll be leading now.
Yeah.
So then it will be totally different. Also against Montenegro, instead of losing 1-0, if we were just a bit more cautious or a bit more on it, then maybe we can take that game home as well with 1-0. Because we also had chances. It's very sad to think about, to be honest, but you cannot dwell in the past. We have to move forward, and we'll see how it goes.
The last two games, let's go back to them. The 4-0 game against Montenegro, just it's like if you look at the stats, it's just a fair victory. Never mind winning them 1-0, you beat them 4-0.
Yeah, I don't know. We had this feeling like before we came into that game that this is gonna be a good day. Like the trainings up until the tactical sessions, up until that game, everything was just on it. And we had this feeling like this is gonna be our day. And when we got on the pitch, you could see it in the. I don't know if it's me, but I haven't seen the game again. But in the first minutes, it felt a bit tough. But when we got that first goal, you would just feel it that this is our game, and it turned around after that. And yeah. And now we won 4-0 and made history.
Yeah, of course, the Czechs had a little bit more of the ball and they had chances, but only one shot on target. So how was the feeling after that game? Did you just, the plan worked, or how did you see it?
Yeah, I think the tactical plan worked to some scenarios. But also it was very much individual quality that we had offensively.
Hmm.
That our offensive players, they are making such a good job, both defensively and offensively. And our defense is just staying right. You know, we know their strengths and we try to keep them away from the big chances. And we have an amazing goalkeeper that we know that if the shot comes a goal, he will probably save it. So we keep it to a minimum then. We will get a result. We believe in that. We tried to go for a clean sheet, but it didn't work against Czechia. But luckily, we have some great offensive players as well. But if we keep them down to one goal per game, and we believe in ourselves, we know that we will score a goal. And you can see that we are very dangerous in set pieces, and we are very, very dangerous in counter-attacks. And we're also good with the ball, and we get a lot of chances. So we believe in our offensive players and we believe in our system. And that's, you can see it against Czechia, that we had the last energy that they didn't have. And that's the difference in this game.
Yeah. Four victories out of the last five qualification games. Was that something you ever thought would happen?
Of course, you believe in it. Hmm. Like, we believe in ourselves, and even though we have had a hard couple of years, then we always went into every game that this is going to be our day. Now we're going to change it around. We're never out of the fight. And we will just keep on growing. And you can see it. It's a new coach, but it's a lot of the same players still playing. And we have a few new players on the team. But we believe in ourselves, like I said. And it's amazing that finally the hard work goes both off the pitch and on the pitch, and sacrifices with the family stuff, and it pays out. And now, I don't know, maybe pays out even better after the Croatia game. Let's hope so. But yeah, it's just an amazing feeling that I have right now. I'm flying at the moment, but I put my arms down. Now we have Premier League in a couple of days. So I need to be ready.
Yeah. How is it to play in front of the fans in Torsvellir?
Feeling wise, it's amazing. You know, we always have Skansen, it's supporters.
Yeah.
And they are always cheering, even though we have had some bad beats against us, sad losses, and they are still there supporting us. And we know it. And it's a different atmosphere when it's going great. You can also hear it after the game. They're allowed and they're staying for a longer time, and yeah, it's amazing to play in Torsvellir in Faroes. And we know that whatever team comes there, they will have a hard chance beating us, because we have the audience backing us up, and we are very good at the home pitch.
Mm-hmm. Your role in the national team, you play in the center of three center backs line. How is it to play in that role?
It's different, of course, but as you know, I like to talk, and that's a very big thing of being in that role. I have to talk a lot and steer the others, but they have the defensive quality to do the defensive for me. I just need to talk to them and let them know where the players are, so they can do the defensive properly. So if they, if I can talk and they defend, use their skill to defend, then we probably have a good game. But yeah, it's a little bit different. It's a lot of duels. Like I have to go for the head, head the ball and stuff. It's obviously a bit lower than I'm used to as well. But it's, yeah, it's a, if you're a defender, you play a five-man defense, it doesn't matter where you play. You always have a man backing you up. And to be in that position in the national team with very good two defenders next to you and good wing backs next to them and have a great goalkeeper behind you, it's, you know, everything can happen and you're just happy to be there at least with that defense. You, if you talk a lot and you just stay right, you will probably have a good game because the others are so good.
So how do you like go into the national team games? Do you like, of course, it's the Faroese national team, it's your national team. Do you like feel the stakes are a little bit higher when than playing with Víkingur?
I go into every game, both here in Iceland, also when I was at home in the Faroes, and also when I play with the national team. I go into every game with the same mentality. I always want to go in there, do the best for my, for the team, and best for the fans. And I always want to win. I hate to lose. And I do the same thing to everything. So it doesn't make such a difference if it's a national team or with Víkingur.
Mm-hmm.
I love to play football and it's amazing. And I want to win and that's the best part. And that's it.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the Croatia game at home. You had been injured for 1.5 months. Was there ever a question if you would play that game?
We had doubts, but like it's kind of I'm an all-in kind of guy, and if I'm ready, I'm 100% ready. I will not ever play half. So because if I do play 50%, I think another player should play 100% instead of me, because they would probably do a better job. So I went into either I play 100% or I'm off at all. But I think with a talk with the doctor and the physios in the national team, also the physios of Víkingur, help from them, we came to the conclusion, and the coach, of course, we came to the conclusion that I'm ready to play the game. And then I went all in and I will never, I don't regret it now, at least. But of course, you always go into the game with a risk of getting injured again, yeah, or always getting injured. So it was either all in or nothing. And with the great physios that I have, I just talked to them, they advised me what to do, and we agreed on that. It should be fine, you can play 100%, and just, of course, be careful between the matches, and just play 100%. And that's how I am.
Yeah.
I go 100% into the game, and if I'm not 100%, then I won't play, because I think it's unfair to the other players that I go 50% into that game or less than 100%. It, because they are going 100%, it's unfair.
Before we move to Víkingur, of course there is this chance of maybe going to the playoffs within this qualification, but going forward, how do you see the future with the Faroese national team?
We have a lot of young players doing very well as well, so it's exciting to watch the national team, because we are growing as a team and the young players are growing as well abroad, like with the under 21s, they're doing well as well. And I just at the moment I have an amazing feeling about the squad and about the national team all around outside the pitch as well. So we are doing something right that we have such a good quality of players.
Yeah.
And of course, when you see how we are doing now, then you get extra excited for the next camp, because you want to play more games. And of course, like I said, we believe in ourselves and we believe in our squad and the tactics we do. So we can go far. If we do if we play the cards right, we can come far. And that's what we're aiming to do.
Yeah. On that note, just the sports like in the Faroes, of course, the handball is doing quite quite well as well. The women beating Iceland yesterday. Why is this swing upwards in Faroes?
It's very hard to answer that, to be honest. I don't know why, but I just know that there's a lot of volunteer work from parents and coaches and everybody around the teams in the Faroes that do 100 hours of work a year just to help out with the local teams and to support the young kids and events that we have. Now it pays out. You can see the young players with talents just more and more come through. Also in handball and the football, and it's just amazing to watch. And then you can see as well that what we are doing right now, it pays out. But it doesn't come without sacrifice. It takes a lot of work from, like I said, parents and coaches and everybody. And it's voluntarily work mm-hmm. that you do. So it comes a lot of work behind it. And it's funny now to watch the national team, both in handball, because you see you've heard the stories, the hours that the players have been to the training hall. It's impressive. And and that's how it is in Faroes. You have to work for it. And we're not so many people,
mm-hmm.
so we have to use what we have. And I think that we are good at that. We use the strengths that we have. We use that to our advantage. And at the moment, it looks good.
Yeah, and it looks like you're all so proud of representing the team.
Yeah, I think everybody is. Mm-hmm. I think it's a play for the national team is the biggest thing you could do. At least for me, it's the biggest games that you play, and it's a dream come true after every game that you play with the national team. It's a joy.
Yeah. Moving to Víkingur, of course, your second Icelandic title in the 3 years. How was it? The Sunday when you beat FO. How was it?
It's amazing. You probably, yeah. What can I say? It's amazing. I don't know. I'm lost of words. It's been a long year for us as a team and also me individually. I've been injured twice in this year, quite knee injuries, and it takes a lot of time and energy to get through it. And I'm just happy that the team is so good that I play for. That every players in the team is good as well. And the coaches and stuff. So, yeah, it's just a joy. It's amazing.
How do you touch on it? What is the key to the title? What makes you the title winners?
I think it's the team energy. If you know what I mean, it's everybody in the team. We know what we're trying to do, and we will fight for each other in every minute of the game. And you can see it in the bitter end that everybody's giving their 110% to every match, also in trainings. And that will pays out in the end. And you can see it also on the pitch in the last games against FO and others that the players are giving an extra percent in every match. And that's it. That's why we are champions this year, I think.
What is the difference between this team and the 2023 team? What do you think?
I don't know, to be honest. I just like the team a lot. We have a good atmosphere in the squad. And it's hard to say. I don't know. We just...
yeah. What do you think clicked after the... after the obvious disappointment in Brøndby?
Yeah, I think we talked about that game, Brøndby game, that it was quite a disappointing moment for us as a team. And we have something to prove because we are better than that, what we've shown. And it gave us an extra fire within ourselves to do the extra work. And as you see in that game, if you're not 100% in every match, then everything can happen. And we, of course, lost that game 4-0, and we, got beaten a lot about it, heard a lot about it, and into every match we felt it in the dressing room, like this, we need to give 100% to every match. And you can hear it in every player around the dressing room that we want this, let's work for it together. And that's what gave us the extra fire to win the league.
Yeah. Your record this season is quite amazing. You just go on the pitch and the Vikingur wins almost every time. Do you like have this feeling when you're going into every game that you're going to win?
I always have believed we go for the victory. That's for sure. But I let's not forget, we are 11 players on the pitch, and we are a lot of players on the bench, and everybody is making a difference. So it's not. It's not like, as you mentioned, it's not just me going on the pitch. We are 11 players, and we have a good coaching staff that works a lot about the tactical stuff that we can use in our advantage, and it goes many hours into these games for every player, and we go in and do our very best. Everybody gives 100%, so it's I don't know what to say to that, to be honest. But I think it's an amazing feeling whenever I go on the pitch with the team. I feel like we have the opportunity to win. We just need to grab it, and that's what we've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, let's talk about your teammates then. Playing from the left of Oliver Ekroth. How's it playing with Ekroth?
He's a pain in my ass. No, I'm kidding. No, it's amazing, because he's a captain, he's a leader, and he talks a lot, and he's just a good defender. And also, he's amazing with his passes. And I think me and Oliver, we have great chemistry on the pitch, and even though I want more clean sheets that we've been having, we need some to work on, as you can see. But we have a good chemistry. But everybody has good chemistry, but it's amazing to play with him because he's a very good player.
Yeah. And in front of you, you of course have Daniel and Gylfi. Gylfi, of course, the huge name he is. How was it to see just play with him this season? How did you see him like get better every game, or how was it?
He's just of course everybody knows him, and he's an amazing player. And I think also it comes a lot of work around him as well, with Danny and the wingers, and that make him even better, the player he is on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has a good chemistry with the other players. And but like you can see it on him, he has class, and it's just it's a joy to have the opportunity to play with him, and even better to win with him. That's amazing.
Yeah. Did you see like there was this extra drive in him to like get the title?
I don't know if it's extra drive. I see extra drives in everyone, to be honest. Like everybody wanted to win. But yeah, he was also a leader on the pitch every time we played. You can see it on him that he wants to win. He gave the extra meters and the duels, the tackles, also just the quality with the ball. He's an amazing player, and we're lucky to have him.
How is it to play under Sölvi, and is it different from Arnar?
Yeah, of course, he's a different coach with different tactics and stuff. And of course, it was amazing to play with Arnar. It's also very good, interesting to play and learn from Sölvi. And as you can see, we are champions, so he's done something right at least.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to learn from him, because he was also a center defender and talks a lot to us, or at least talks a lot to me about what I can do better and what to think about on the pitch. And I try to take every experience with me and learn from him, because he's an amazing player and also a good coach.
Yeah. Now it's it's close to being three finished season in Iceland. How's the time been so far?
Here in Iceland, it's been amazing. I think it was quite of a shock at the beginning because it's quite big. But I think I've adapted, and it's amazing that my family could come with me to Iceland and support my football career. And we are enjoying every moment, and also just how the team is, to be honest, taking care of me, players helping me out in the beginning. What can I say? I like it here, to be honest. It's an amazing place. And now, I'm just looking forward for the next season. And we will go for the victory again.
How was, like, you mentioned in the beginning when you first came, like, the traffic is like, how am I going to live here? Like, that's how I understood you. Well, how was it adapting to that?
It came fast. It didn't, like, it was a shock in the first maybe couple of days.
Yeah.
Because it was so many cars in the traffic. But you adapt to everything. So it's all right. I think now it's no problem to travel around Iceland. But yeah, it's always fun to try something new. And I'm just grateful that Arnar and Víkingur just bought me in, because it's been a blast to be in Iceland.
Yeah. Like you say, you like it here. The future, is there a part of you that wants to take a step up on the career?
Of course, that's interesting. But for now, I'm a Víkingur player. I love it here. So I'm just enjoying every moment with the family. But of course, like this was the dream come true, but I don't know. I just take it one step at a time. But if something interesting shows up, then maybe I'm interesting. I don't know. Because we're thriving so well here in Iceland, both me and my family, both kids and wife, girlfriend. I mean, not wife yet.
Yep.
And she gets mad at me if I say wife, even though we've been together for years. It's maybe my knees are hurting. No, I'm kidding. No, she's amazing, and she's there supporting me with my career. So let's just take one season at a time and see, because wherever I am, I want to win. And right now I'm having an amazing time here in Iceland, and we like it. So we are in no rush.
Yeah. Is there a part of you that, like, misses the Faroes?
Yeah, of course. Every time I'm home, it hurts to leave again. But now I've been here for almost 3 years. And this is also home now. Like, now, every time I'm in the Faroes, I'm eager to get back home to Iceland. Yeah. Because it's an amazing place to be. And I
want to ask you about the fans. After the disappointment in Brøndby, like, I felt like they also pushed you, like, forwards.
Yeah, they did. Do you agree? They at least stepped up and helped us out, us to step up. And that gives extra energy when the fans is helping so much and they're supporting so much. It gives you the will to fight even more. And that's a big part of football. And I just love it that the Víkingur fans are so great.
Yeah. The last two games, of course, there has been this rivalry with Breiðablik the last years. How is it to motivate you for the last two games and the game against Breiðablik? What do you have to play for?
Now, at least we want to win every game. Like, we go into every game to win. And we will show that even though the table says that we will become champions, we go into the game to do it even better and show them that we are already working on next year. And we are never out of the fight. We just keep on going. And we will go into that game and get 3 points as well. Or we aim for it, at least.
Do you have the first game, like the previous game against Breiðablik in Kobo? Do you have it in the back of your mind?
I don't, to be honest. It was... I've forgotten about it.
That's a good answer. So, Gunnar, just a huge thank you for taking the phone call and your time. And congrats on the title and the two victories with the Faroes.
Thank you. No, it's no problem.
just good luck in the future. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Þú ert að hlusta á fótbolti.net á X-inu 977.